I have the impression that design in Germany is still seen as something on top of it, as seen as something which comes at the last stage to make things beautiful and to make things nice. I don't think this is the real role of design. Design is much more powerful.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models.
Hello again, and welcome to the Circular Design Summit series. We have three episodes in cooperation with the German Design Council. Why? Circular economy starts with design. And the Circular Design Summit brings together leading experts from industry and design, united by the vision of design as a major driver for circularity in business. After listening to the panel, The Circular Shift, with Katie Morgenroth from Google, Steffen Ehrert from Hans Grohe, and Markus Kühlert from Wuppertal Institute, moderated by Karel J. Goltar from Indeed Innovation, we look behind the scenes. Bernd Müller tells us more about the Circular Design Summit and the German Design Council. But before we start, I have an offer for you. If you want to get the actionable one-pager about this conversation, sign up for the Circularity FM newsletter. You can find it at www.circularity.fm. He holds a master's degree in Chinese studies and cultural anthropology. He has a passion for foreign languages and diverse intellectual traditions and the different perspectives they provide on the world. For 15 years, he has been engaged in developing, implementing, and communicating sustainability strategies and corresponding events. Since 2018, he works for the German Design Council, currently as Director Relations and Sustainability. Welcome, Bernd.
Thank you very much for this nice introduction. Thank you.
Yeah. Bernd, what's your role at the German Design Council?
So I've, on the one hand, built up an international network of representatives for the German Design Council, with currently 10 people in the US, in Latin America, South Korea, Africa, and all over Europe, basically. And I helped the German Design Council to set up a daughter company in China. So that is my international part, as you just told the audience in the introduction. And secondly, and this is why we are talking today, I suggest I'm in charge of sustainability at the German Design Council. We started 3 years ago setting up workshops with all our colleagues on how to improve our own business. What are the most important issues and what can we offer our members and clients, like the Circular Design Summit, for example.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is what we're mainly want to talk about. But before we dive into the detail also of the summit, let's give a bit of an overview of the Design Council itself.
Yeah, the DDC is a well-established foundation, founded in 1953, so shortly after the Second World War. And our main goal is fostering design, raising awareness of design in business and society, to put it in a nutshell. It was founded by the German Parliament in order to support the German industry to get on its feet again after the war, and using design as a tool to improve and to transform the industry. So, which is, I would say, quite a modern idea of the role of design. So at that time, Germany was the major junction. And today we are again at a major junction, I would say, one between linear economy and circular economy, which is, of course, different. But still, it's a state of transition as well. When the German Design Council was founded, we were talking about transitions, and now we are talking about transitions as well. And the role of design. Many people think the German Design Council is a classical designers association, but it's not. So it's more like a business club, I would say. It's a business club for design. And our members, they are companies mostly, not individual designers. Our motto is moving business by design. So we are a lot business focused, much more than traditional designers association.
When you talk about design, can you give us maybe a few examples what you mean? Because not everyone is familiar with the schools of design or what design can actually mean. And it's quite easy to step designers on the toes when you reveal a too simplistic understanding of design. And maybe you also have some examples, some more popular and famous examples about design from the early days where the German Design Council has been involved, or by companies who have been members.
Yeah, companies have been members. So, well, our founding member is for example, AEG, Siemens, and they are still members until today. Also, the BDI, the German Industry Association. So you can see it's really a lot business-oriented. Yeah, the role of design, I have the impression that design in Germany is still seen as something on top of it, as seen as something which comes at the last stage to make things beautiful and to make things nice. I don't think this is the real role of design. Design is much more powerful. And design can be, well, can transform products and can transform processes. And as almost everybody knows, I think, in the meantime, 80% of the environmental impact is decided in the design phase. So at the very beginning of developing a product. And this is, in my view, the major role of design.
Okay. And now let's move on to the summit. Why did you organize the Circular Design Summit?
Why did we organize the Circular Design Summit? I think a very short answer is because nobody is really doing it in Germany. So, and it's a very important topic. Our members, they told us, please do something like circular design. So we did it, and we turned our annual design summit, which we are doing for many years already, we turned this into a circular design summit. These are the main reasons, and there are many events about circular economy in Germany. There is a big one in Berlin. There is another center around Düsseldorf and another one in Munich. They all focus very much on technology, they focus very much on engineers, and they focus very much on economy. So what is really missing in Germany is a national event about design and circularity. And this is why we started the event, and hopefully we can continue to do so.
Yeah, and as far as I know, you already did a couple of summits with a focus on circular design. What have been your key learnings so far?
My key learnings is, well, what is really important in circularity is cooperation. And I think looking for new cooperations is very important when you look along the whole life cycle of a product. So that is probably most important, and this is why networking is also a very important topic at our event. And yeah, we hopefully can even do more networking next time. Well, if you start something new, you sometimes might think you are on your own, but later on, when you keep going and organize an event like the summit, you find a lot of people and partners who go the same way and support you. So this is something which is a very nice experience. You just need to start doing something and keep on going. So that is probably a nice experience, a personal experience. Yeah, young designers are always very interesting to me. Most inspiring were the Pecha Kucha of the graduates from university who presented their projects during the summit. New business opportunities is also a very important point, because we need to think about both. We need to think about design, and we need to think about business opportunities. And we need to develop those things together. One thing alone, only design is not enough, and only business is not enough as well. So we need to develop both areas together, I would say.
And you already mentioned a few inspirational formats. So what have been the inspirations for you personally you took away from the last summit?
Yeah, my personal inspiration, well, as I said, my inspiration is young people, because these are the people who will shape the world of tomorrow and our society of tomorrow. And they will be the leaders in the companies to come. I think that is the most important inspiration to me.
And if we talk about the future, are there already major design and circular design trends you expect for the next years?
repairing would be a major trend, which is also supported by the EU regulation lately. But also, I have the impression that in society as a whole, the take, make, waste, use, and waste, this kind of thinking is losing ground, in my view. And people are more aware of how products are done and what resources are used to make them. So repairing, I think, is a major trend. And this is also for design, because the products need to be designed to be easily repaired. Reselling, of course, secondhand products is a major trend in society as well. I think this will grow in the next 3 or 4 or 5 years as well. The material side is also very important. So there are a lot of new developments in textiles, for example, so plastics, alternatives for oil, for example. But I cannot see any scalable solutions yet. So it's not yet ready for the market or for the mass market. It's still a niche product, I would say. Maybe in a couple of years, things are changing. Same with recycling methods.
So we need to
look at textiles. It's still very difficult to recycle mixed fabrics. So it's quite a challenge. So we need to research. We keep on going researching alternative methods and alternative technology that's not yet there.
So we need more circular design summits to have more networking, to have more collaboration.
Yeah, not only design summits, also all the other events, which are very fruitful as well.
Yeah. So talking about events and activities, what do you plan next? So as we are now we're speaking in early summer 2025, and the audience will also hear the keynote of this year's Circular Design Summit by Katie Morgenroth. And there's also the panel from the event with really renowned experts from the field. But this was the past. So what's coming up next?
Yeah, we're already in the planning of the next Circular Design Summit in 2026. It will be again in Stuttgart in South Germany, and the date will be the 25th of March, so already in the beginning of the year. The Circular Design Summit will be more or less the annual highlight of what else we are doing, because the German Design Council is also doing other formats like the expert circles for design and circularity over the year for our members. And we have circular design included in our design award, the German Design Award, the Iconic Award. We have a brand book, which is about the major brands of the year 2025, and circularity is the major topic. So we have a lot of events during the year, and the Circular Design Summit is more or less the highlight of it all. So whether we will present what we've done over the year, including speakers and participants from other areas as well.
Yeah. And you mentioned the German Design Council is a bit of a business club. So who benefits from joining these forums?
Yeah. We hope that we can approach not only designers. Of course, designers, head of design departments, head of marketing departments, these will be our major target group. But we also hope that other departments of companies join our summit, because we need to bring them all together. As I said before, circularity is something in combination. It's not only design, it's also economy. And we have to develop both areas at the same time, otherwise it won't work. So we hope to bring to the summit lots of people, not only one person from one company. We need to have all of them. We also have to have the controlling and the finance people on board, because without finance, we can't develop business. So we are going to do, we're going to set up a program which is attractive for the whole company.
Okay. And my last question is a bit about the, let's say, international audience, as many people also from Europe, also North America and Asia are listening. You mentioned the German Design Council is obviously a bit German-based, but you also said there are activities in Asia and North America going on, if I'm not mistaken. So how can companies from around the world connect with you? What are the formats, either in Germany, but also on other continents.
Yeah, well, we will hold the whole event in English next time so that everybody can follow. For that kind of topic, we at the moment concentrate on Europe mainly. Because circularity is a topic for the whole world, obviously. But I would say, well, countries like Finland, countries like the Netherlands or Denmark, they are in the lead at the moment. And so we are going to hold the whole summit in English next time, so we can communicate with these communities as well. And maybe in the future, but this will be the next step. Because you have to do one step after the other. You can't do everything at the same time. So we started in Germany, and now we are expanding to Europe. And the next step maybe will be probably Asia, because we have a daughter company in China, and we will have a base in South Korea, just founded lately, and maybe there will be the next event.
Awesome, Bernd. Thanks for sharing the background of the German Design Council and the Circular Design Summit. So for those of you who are interested to dive deeper, as already mentioned, we have the keynote from this year's Circular Design Summit, and we have a pretty insightful panel also on the show. So make sure to tune in, and we will add links to the websites and the summits to show notes, so everyone who's interested to follow the events and check out the German Design Council, please check the show notes, and then you will be able to get more details. Bernd, thanks for sharing the background, and good luck with the next summit.
Thank you very much, Patrick, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about the German Design Council and the summit.
This was Bernd Müller, Director of Relations and Sustainability in our series about the Circular Design Summit. If you want to get the actual one-pager about this conversation, please sign up for the Circularity FM newsletter. You can find it at www.circularity.fm. In the next episode, we will start another series. Until then, let's drive a profitable circular economy. And please don't forget, the most abundant renewable resource is your imagination.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models.